This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is. Rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Glad to have you listening on a Friday. Mike and I have one eye on what's going on at the PGA Championship. Tiger's off to a good start today. Now, he's got a long way to go. There's some guys that have shot some amazing numbers today, Mike, but we just saw him birdie another one, and all of a sudden, what is he now, 3-under?
Yeah, Tiger's 3-under after grinding out to an even par yesterday. Did a nice up and down after being off the fairway on a previous hole. Yeah, we saw some big numbers today. Brooks Koepka, who has won the U.S. Open back-to-back, your defending U.S. Open champ, he tied the major record with a 63, as did Charles Schwartzel, former Masters winner. And Justin Thomas is heating up. Dustin Johnson, all the big dogs out there starting to roll. So it should be a lot of fun this weekend, even though the PGA, not exactly must-see TV. That's why they're moving it of the majors. This is probably the one that gets the least interest. They're moving it to May next year, and that's where it'll sit moving forward. But some good stuff happening out there in St. Louis.
Yeah, man, and we'll keep you updated. We'll give you an update coming up a little bit later on. But it's interesting because we started the show yesterday, and I told you I watched probably four or five, maybe six holes, and he was just all over the place. He just couldn't hit it straight, couldn't keep it in the fairway. Today, completely different deal. And that's the thing about golf, man. Can you put four great rounds together, you know?
And they were talking about it. Dottie just mentioned on the broadcast that there's a huge gallery following Tiger. So to be expected, as you saw at the U.S. Open as well. But Tiger, man, look at that. A sea of humanity just following Tiger right now.
All right, guys, a couple of news notes. The Phillies land slugger Bohr in a trade with the Marlins, and the reason why this is only important for us is because Justin Bohr is a guy that's really killed Braves pitching in his career, hitting .302. He's got 13 home runs and 159 at-bats. He's a guy that has caused havoc. So the Marlins trade him away, and that's something of interest only because, again, they're a game in front of us with the Braves starting a series tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike. So we don't have to worry about it now, but you mentioned at the end of the season, I think it's those last 10 games or so, it's 7 out of the last 10, are going to be against the Phillies. It could literally come down to those games to decide this division.
Yeah, seven times in the final 11 days, says Dave O'Brien from the AJC, or now from the Athletic, used to be from the AJC. But look, you can still make moves, so there's nothing that keeps the Braves from doing another deal if need be, if there was an injury or something else. You know, we just saw the Freed with his injury, and then, of course, Anibal Sanchez with a comeback or bruises his calf. They say he'll be okay, but we're waiting to see where that goes. Get to see Gausman tonight. And plenty more on that. Chipper gets honored. The bobblehead, whatever that little the Cooperstown Memorial little thing they're going to have. The plaque that you'll get when you roll in the first 20,000. I'm looking forward to it tonight, man, because this should have like a – hopefully the fans don't sit on your hands, man. This should have a playoff vibe. This is a team we're neck and neck in the wild card for with the Brewers. Let's bring some energy tonight at SunTrust.
I totally agree, Mike. It should have a little vibe to it. Hey, before we get to the dogs, Urban Meyer, for those who may or may not know this, the committee that is looking into the investigation of Urban Meyer is still doing that. But Meyer, meanwhile, Mike, is barred from having contact with his players or his coaches. So this is not a situation where he has the ability to pick up the phone and call and see how things are going. They have started fall camp like most major Division I schools. And so he is kind of waiting in limbo. Mm. Now, I will say this. A buddy of mine sent me a Facebook post last night. And you know how these things go. I mean, it's like blogs and other things. But there's a guy up in Ohio that covers the team where there's a report out there that the guy that is behind all of this, the coach that was fired, you know, him and
Zach
his wife,
Smith, yeah.
Zach Smith and Courtney now are divorced. But Courtney's mom has come out in favor of Zach Smith, saying that they had a lot of issues, blah, blah, blah. And, Mike, this gets back to what you were talking about is, hey, I'm not sure what to believe, but we know this. Both were a little bit crazy, and that's how this thing played.
That was the thing that we – now, again, guys, just like you have got friends around other programs or you got friends who follow teams, and maybe some guys actually know what's going on. We had heard from some folks at Ohio State that both these people were nuts. So that's how it was described by somebody who knows a little bit more about Ohio State than we do. Either way – They are kind of slow rolling that investigation, some would say, but they said 2 weeks was going to be the time frame before they render their decision. There's some members that are on the board. There's trustees, and there's also people with experience in law enforcement and also as a former attorney generals, et cetera. So we'll see where it goes. I think he's going to keep his job, and it's going to be like a 2 or 3 game suspension for Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
By the way, real quick, just before we get to the dogs, just while we're doing like the police blotter, I was talking to a guy last night at the gym about what's up with Shady McCoy.
Okay.
Because remember, we were talking a lot. You were on vacation when that whole story broke about his former girlfriend who was living in the house and the break-in, and she got beat up badly. And immediately we just assumed, well, Shady McCoy paid somebody to go get his stuff. Haven't heard a peep on that. And the Buffalo Bills, there was an article in the guy that covered the blog, or blogger that covers the Buffalo Bills, saying that management ownership, they think Shady McCoy is going to be exonerated in this one.
What's that mean then?
Then
who did this?
I shudder to think, now in our defense, we did say when this went down, it would be some kind of a sick, twisted mind to have somebody beat you up because this is the way you're trying to get leverage on Shady McCoy. But it is interesting since we have not heard a thing from anybody, law enforcement, investigators, nobody. She issued a statement the other day, or on, I guess, an Instagram or something, but that doesn't carry any weight. But very interesting how, after all that we talked about, nothing has happened about Shady McCoy.
We'll see where it goes. You know, listen, you know how the NFL works. The season, you know, week one, Mike, and then all of a sudden there'll be some kind of ruling. Mm-hmm. But you're right. There's nothing that has come out
about that.
You
haven't heard anything in the NFL about a suspension either.
No. And that was the fear, that Shady McCoy might miss some games. You know, remember, this goes back to Zeke Elliott, who was not convicted of anything but ended up missing games last year. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's go on the sidelines with the dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
First scrimmage tomorrow for Kirby Smart and Company. And Kirby, as Jeff Sintel told us, and if you missed that interview, go online at 929thegame.com. Check out Jeff Sintel from Dog Nation. But he said, listen, there's a lot of things that they're looking at as far as depth, the O-line, the D-line, and Mike, those linebackers. Those are, you know, some of the things that they're trying to figure out. Now, when I say figure out, it's not like they don't have guys that can play. But there are some leadership roles that are going to have to be established with this dog team, losing all of those guys to the NFL. But the one thing that I think we can all agree on is the offense should be pretty good. And this is going to be a season where, as the dogs start their year, they're going to have to rely on the offense, meaning score points, put pressure on teams, and let the defense come along. Last year, it was kind of the opposite. You know, you were starting Eason, and then it was Fromm, and now all of a sudden, hey, the defense has got to keep us in games, and hopefully we can score some points. Well, they were able to do that, but I think it kind of flip-flops this year with the dogs. First scrimmage tomorrow. We'll see how that plays out. I'm sure Kirby will have plenty to say after tomorrow's scrimmage.
Well, he's calling out everybody, as we told you, and we played some of those sound bites earlier in the week in the dog report. Brought to you, by the way, by Brightbox Electrical, 770-901-2500. For man caves, home security, home monitoring, or protecting yourself from the surge, call the guys at Brightbox today. Is it, you know, Kirby kind of doing the Nick Saban, you know, playbook 101, where, you know, there's some guys that are backups that are playing. Well, there's guys that are backups are playing better than the guys in the front. I always morph it into like it's like a bastardized Bill Clinton meets Ray Goff. Because Ray Goff is just, I don't know what's going on right here with these dogs. But anyway, the point I'm getting to is he's trying to light a fire under some folks, maybe upperclassmen. There's nothing that is going to be inherited here. You're going to have to earn every position on this team, which is, I think, the way dog fans want it.
Now, who's going to make the playoff? These are not my predictions. This is according to ESPN's new algorithm, Mike. You believe in those things, right?
What? Couldn't even spell it.
They have Clemson at 67% to make the playoff.
Well, that makes sense because they've got the more easy track through the ACC, an easier way to get there, and they've got a loaded team. That makes sense.
Alabama, 47% chance to make the playoff. Again, this is the new algorithm, and I'll get into it in a minute. Mm-hmm. UGA, 46%. Notre Dame, 42%.
Notre Dame with a decent schedule and always gets the love from the Chicago, New York media. They always seem to, you know, get that extra juice, which they don't deserve. But that makes sense. And now, they don't have a conference championship to play in.
They don't. They don't. The analytics behind this, guys, is based on strength of schedule. Strength of record is how they describe it. Number of losses, conference championship, independent status, meaning Notre Dame, and the Football Power Index, which is the FPI. If you see that, that is the Football Power Index. How well a team is playing based on the expectations. So you put all of this stuff in a formula, and these are the numbers that come out according to this new algorithm. So Clemson has the best chance to get back to the college football playoff.
Now, Notre Dame, of course, guys, using their fame, just the tip formation in the ACC.
I'm sorry?
No, they just play a few games. They're not a full member of the ACC in football. But anyway, you get the idea. They're playing this year, Florida State at home. They got Virginia Tech. That's no easy cakewalk because you got to go to Blacksburg in that one. They start the season, as Sam just pointed out, against Michigan. That is at Notre Dame. They play Pittsburgh. Pitt was obviously a mixed bag last year at times. USC and Stanford. So that schedule is certainly respectable.
If Notre Dame handles their schedule, they'll be in. They'll be in. I mean, you know, I hate to say it. I hate the fact that they don't have to play a conference championship. Mike, you're right. But if they handle their schedule, they will be in. And that's why I think, again, this new analytics has them at 42% to get in.
Easier games, Vanderbilt, Wake, Northwestern, Syracuse, Ball State for the Fighting Irish. The reason we're bringing it up is mathematically Notre Dame certainly has an odds-on chance to make it to the Final Four.
All right, speaking of the SEC, LSU and Florida State are going to play in 2022 and 2023 at neutral sites for season openers.
Yeah, 2022 at the I guess it'll just be the Superdome as their Mercedes contract runs out. And then they'll do it at the Camping World Stadium. That's that new about 65,000-70,000 seat stadium they redid in Orlando that hosts the Citrus Bowl. Florida State played Ole Miss there a couple years back. One thing for certain, Carl, I tweeted this the other day. That's two of the great-looking fan bases in all of college football. So as far as co-eds and also alum that does not depreciate, that'll be an all-star affair.
Did you say that Mercedes-Benz, the rights to the naming rights of that stadium in New Orleans is going away, and we will still be New Orleans
Mercedes-Benz? Yes, we've got a nice deal. They become the Hoopty Superdome, and we'll just be Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah, I just want to make clear, be sure that I heard you correctly. That's all.
Let me look it up. Sam, look it up. See when the Mercedes contract ends with the Superdome. I believe it's coming up.
Okay. Yeah, because they made a lot of fuss about that when we got our Mercedes-Benz, but our term is like 30 years.
It is our dog report, guys, brought to you by our buddies at Brightbox Electrical, 770-901-2500, for all things electrical and also, guys, for man caves, home security, and home monitoring. Taking a look at some dogs at the next level. Roquan still hasn't signed his deal, Carl. It's getting weird.
What's the deal there? What's going on?
Well, the agent, and you and I talked about it, these new rules about contact and how much money you're going to lose out of pocket if they're going to flag Roquan for some kind of helmet-to-helmet thing or leading with his helmet. And he wants some language in the contract where he doesn't lose that money or gets some form of protection. And obviously the Bears are balking at that. Speaking of balking, Sonny Michel, he did not play. Yeah, he was a non-starter for the Patriots. He was held out with some dings. And then Nick Chubb last night, we talked about it to start the show, 15 carries, 11 yards, running behind the second and third string Browns offensive line against the Giants last night.
It's not impressive. That's not impressive.
Well, I mean, you got to consider who he was up against.
Sure.
But he got pushed outside to the marker, and that's not Nick Chubb's game.
No. And in the NFL, you're not running away from guys. You know, we've said that. So, yeah, I just think when you're talking about that many carries, I would have probably thought that Chubb would have had over 50 yards. But that's not the case.
No.
All right, man. We'll talk about the scrimmage and what we learned on Monday about the Dogs. Again, first time that I think Kirby's going to get a chance to see some of these guys that were not involved in the spring game or maybe were not on campus when, you know, a lot of these guys reported early. So this is a big test from the standpoint, I think, a first kind of marker for Kirby Smart and his staff. We'll talk about it Monday, guys. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk more about the Falcons and this first preseason game, asking you on our Vision Computer poll. It's up at 929 the game. You can go vote. What are you looking for? And Mike and I have been talking about this. You know, the first game is always weird in the sense that you're not sure how many reps the first team's going to get. We saw a lot of guys last night being pulled after a series or so. But a Vision Computer poll is up on hold time. Average on hold time is 15 seconds for Vision Computers. Strong special teams, that's what you were talking about, Mike. First unit, clicking. Steady pass rush. Playmaking from the rookies. You can go vote on which one that you're kind of looking for tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think you want to see guys like we talked about Ito Smith because the dude just looks like he looks the part based on what he did at Southern Miss. And how quickly can he become a piece? Now, again, if Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator, I'd be really excited about how they get this guy in the mix. But we're going to see now how Sark, along with Greg Knapp in year two, you know, integrate this guy. We still got two of the best with Tevin Coleman and Free. Who's going to have a better year statistically or a push? I mean, is Free going to hit 1,000 yards? That's another question. That'll be a poll question later in the preseason. But I'm just curious, does Free get back to that 1,000-yard mark this season?
Well, we've been told that they're going to use Coleman a little bit more in these passing situations. Now, again, does that mean he's a decoy or is he the target? You know, you got your primary target, your second target. You know, that's all those check downs for Matt. But, Mike, I would tell you this is a contract year for Coleman, right? And here's the
deal.
If
not with us, with somebody else.
Correct. So if I'm, you know, if I was a betting man, I would tell you I think Tevin's going to ball out. I think he's going to have a really good year, not solely because of that, but he understands the dynamics here of paying two guys of what they just paid, you know, Freeman. Mm-hmm. He's got to get on tape and impress people. Let's be honest.
Right. But he can only control what he can control, and that's when he's out there.
That's right.
So, I mean, whether he's going to be lined up as a pass receiver or if he's going to simply get some touches. We know, I think, you know, people respect him more inside, you know, the tackles, running the football.
He runs hard.
And I think the fumble thing was the first year, and that went away in a big way. So looking forward to seeing, you know, just maximizing the talent. I know we get back to the same point every time we talk Falcons. Too many playmakers, too much talent to not be scoring the points we did last year.
All right, it's time for another code word for $1,000 playing our National Signing Bonus Contest.
Now it's time to reveal our National Signing Bonus code word. The code word is...
Follow, F-O-L-L-O-W. Follow me.
Follow me if you want to live.
72881 is the number you need to text it
follow
to.
Follow me to freedom.
Follow is the word, Mike Bell.
Follow to 72881. That's follow. That's the 4 o'clock word, man. You want a shot at the money? Text follow to 72881. Wait for a phone call. Answer the phone, man. By the way, our intrepid producer, Samuel Tarley, tells us 2020-2021 season is the final year that Mercedes sponsors that other stadium down there in New Orleans.
Okay.
We also found out from an article in the Times-Picayune.
Yeah, what'd you find out?
It's LaRue's Bail Bonds in Metairie will become the new title sponsor of the Superdome in 2022.
Guys still calling and texting in about the Beaver story by Mike Conte.
You know, it's funny because Mike Conte, you know, he gets very uncomfortable with stories that are, you know, a little bit leaning towards adult themes. And especially, you know, when you have double entendre
this
like that.
This is about a wild animal.
I know. Though. It was about a legitimate story. But now I think we know where Mike's tightness or the stuffiness comes from. The wife is not letting him let his hair down. She was having an issue. She was texting him during the conversation. I can't believe you're going down to their level.
Ian tweets at me. He says, Dukes, I guess Mike's wife thought he was being too hard on the Beaver.
Now Ward.
So, Ian, I don't know, but appreciate the text, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we were talking about Ohio State and the idea of, you know, some people think that Urban Meyer's like in a closet somewhere calling his coaches and making sure everything's going well. He has been barred from talking to any of his coaches or players right now.
But he's using code. Actually, he's using a wireless transmitter, much like the resistance in France in World War II. Urban Meyer's got this. They all get their code books, Carl. John has a long mustache. And then they read through the... Okay, work on the red zone. He's got a way. He's not the best coach in college football behind Nick Saban for a reason. Now, real quick, there's a couple of stories out there, and we didn't get a chance to get into this part of it in the dog report, as we always cover college football. They have got, 2 weeks they laid out. 2 weeks, 14 days for an investigation by this panel that they convened to figure out what happened, what Urban Meyer knew when he knew it. Did he contact the university in a timely fashion? They're yet to talk to Zach Smith or Courtney Smith. They haven't interviewed the guy who's alleged to have beaten up the wife that Urban Meyer was protecting. Based on my watch, they've got 8 days left when they said they were going to have 14 days to get this done. If they're going to adhere to the timeline, they haven't talked to the principals in this story. How is that possible? There's no way Urban Meyer is not holding on to his job. I said it from the beginning. Now I really believe it. Maybe a one-game, a two-game suspension for this guy. If that.
Once we heard who the committee was, that's when I kind of batted my eyes and went, wait a minute. Now, if you're not familiar, there are three folks that are outside of the university's, you know, board of trustees, but they do have three individuals on this committee that have ties to the university. And you know, you can't say, well, they're not looking out for the best interests of the university. Whatever that might be, and I think most people think it is that Urban Meyer stays there and you know, somehow deals with this. But, Mike, if you're doing a proper investigation, how is it that you can't or haven't spoken to those individuals yet? It's valid.
And not to be, you know, obviously glib or anything, but you got one of the members on this panel is 90 years of age. I mean, you might want to get moving here. Joanne Davidson, the former chair of the Speaker of the House of the Ohio House of Representatives. I mean, she's no spring chicken, Carl, so let's get rolling here.
Yeah, it's a weird deal, but this is what we said the day we got word that this is what they were going to do. By the way, I think Gene Smith, who's the AD, has been on vacation, if you've not heard that story. while this has been going
on. They're focused like a laser up there in Buckeye
country. He's been on vacation. Yeah. Now, I'm guessing Mike, you know, was use it or lose it, but the bad timing, okay? Bad timing.
What's this? My coach is about to be run up out of town. What's this? Well, I'm going to be in Aruba. Now, it just sounds like, as we said earlier, and I get it. Some college football fans who don't have a feeling one way or the other about the Buckeyes, when we were getting very heated about this last week, because we just thought, look, Urban Meyer sells this core value thing, and it's a bit of a fraud because he's just another win-at-all-cost football coach. Well, he's another win-at-all-cost football coach who's going to keep on doing that, it sure sounds like. And that's fine by the average Ohio State fan who didn't even attend the university and just wants to see the Buckeyes in big bowl games. You'll get your wish.
It's a bad look, though. I mean, it just
is. I agree, but and here's the other thing. I mentioned this earlier. Have you heard one thing from Jim Delaney on this?
Nothing.
Not one word from the conference. Nothing. You know, so it is kind of funny, you know, the political machine or however these guys are connected or juiced in. I mean, the rich get richer.
All right, man. Coming up, we're going to talk to Steve Koonin. We just got literally what the Hawks schedule is going to look like. And I'm just looking at this, Mike. The Hawks have, are you ready for this? One nationally televised game next year.
MLK Day?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. That's what I mean. Why don't we just play? Shouldn't we just play Memphis, either in Memphis or they play here, back and forth for MLK Day? I thought that was a pretty simple way to do things.
So we'll ask Steve Koonin about this. But the Hawks will be done with the Cavs by December 29th. No LeBron. But they play Cleveland October 21st and the 30th. Boom, they're done. Golden State comes to the A December 3rd, Craig. Okay. LeBron James of the Lakers makes his only appearance because now he's in the West Coast.
I think it's kind of ridiculous that Craig's daughter doesn't get braces now because he's got to go buy tickets on StubHub.
I know. He said she could wait. Did you hear him?
This is a Monday night game.
And then February 12th, LeBron and the Lakers come in to town. Pacers, Hawks end the season at home against the Pacers. That's April 10th. But I'm just looking at this. The longest road trip of the season, 7 days in January. They'll be gone from the 21st to the February 4th. Remember, though, Super Bowl
is
here. So that doesn't surprise me. And then I'm looking here. What else did we learn today? So we'll talk to Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, about this. But when you look, and it just goes back a couple of years ago, when it seemed like we were on TV nationally, having a lot of nationally televised games, coming off the 60-win season, Mike. But this is a function of where we are currently right now. And how the league is looking at us and scheduling these games.
Right. I mean, until we start winning again, them's the breaks. But we're in a bit of a rebuild. We're excited about seeing what Trae Young can do. We talked about it with Baze.
The home opener, by the way, is the nationally televised game. It's on ESPN.
Right. Well, that was unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, hang in there, Steve. But at least we won't have Schroeder to kick around anymore. He gone.
Yeah. Put the brown liquor down, Steve. It's gonna be okay.
I mean,
it's all right.
And Baze, by the way, was excited about the new look. Like, you get it. And we'll talk about it with Steve coming up. It's not gonna be a quick turnaround. But this is the first step.
The voice, by the way, not Steve Koonin. I was talking about.
Yeah, Steve Holman.
Yeah. With that soundbite. I don't want people to get confused.
No, Steve would say, please, Dennis, stop bombing threes. I'm out. Anyways, we'll talk to Steve coming up. Hey, man, Braves at home tonight. Homestand against the Brew Crew, and then it's the Marlins, and we'll see what this Gosman dude is all about. Not exactly Sterling, his first outing for the Braves.
He was not. And I was looking at his numbers when he was with the O's and trying to do a little comparison, and it's hard because, remember, they're in the same division as the Yankees and the Red Sox. And the Red Sox look like they might not lose all year from this point on. So it's hard to really, look at those numbers, Mike, and go, well, this is what I think he might be with the Braves. Let's just see what he does tonight, man. And hopefully he goes on a nice little run here over the next, 6 to 8 weeks, depending on the Braves and where this season falls. But I think he is critical to our success in getting into the playoffs. I think Gausman, Mike, to be honest with you, I don't necessarily know about wins because a lot of that sometimes is out of a starting pitcher's hands, but I think he has to be in every game he starts.
Right.
Because we are at a point now where with these injuries and whatnot that has happened to the Braves, there's a trust factor that's going on. With Julio, well, you know how we feel all year season about him. You trust Newcomb. You trust Folty.
Yeah, I mean, Anibal Sanchez unfortunately couldn't go deep, and now we'll wait and see if this calf responds to treatment because apparently he was hobbling around the dugout, or I should say the clubhouse yesterday. Also from Dave O'Brien, who covers the Braves for The Athletic, some moves being made. Chad Sobotka and Chad Bell from Gwinnett coming back up. Wes Parsons and Adam McCreary were sent back down to AAA. So those are the dudes you'll be seeing in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to comment? You certainly can. 404-741-0929 is the number. And find us again on social media. Our Vision Computer poll is up as well. And the standings, you know, again, as Mike said, I think, you know, everybody gets excited because the Nationals are in our division.
Right.
But Milwaukee, this is about down the road, 5 weeks, are we talking about a wild card? And Milwaukee now has a better record than us. This is something that could easily play out. This is a big series. Right. I mean, you know, the Marlins you should take care of, but this is a big series, these three against Milwaukee.
Yeah, man, it should be a lot of fun this weekend. I said this earlier, and, you know, some guys agree with me. Some guys hit me up on Twitter going, hey, tell me how to root for the Braves. Just act like you're there for a sporting event. Let's get into it, man. Let's get some energy going. United has shown everybody what a real hometown advantage should be like. Same goes for the Falcons. Now, the Hawks, it'll be a minute before that's that arena is rocking from the home fans. But, Carl, I mean, let's get the Braves fans fired up, man. This is a good baseball team we're playing, and there are certainly ramifications for the wild card involved in this series.
Yeah, and, you know, Acuna's coming back. He was on a tear. I think there are a lot of positives coming back off this road trip. And, you know, we talked about Culbertson. He's playing well. There's a bunch of guys that you could applaud right now and certainly deserve to be applauded. But you're right. I mean, let's create that home field. I just think a lot of Braves fans, after the first season at SunTrust, might kind of thought, well, let's see, where it goes. We're in the hunt.
Right.
We got a shot. Now we need to wake up as fans and go, okay, our team's pretty good. We didn't expect it, but who cares? We're here now.
Right on, man. So another thing, guys, when you're in the red lot, just move it along, okay? Don't be looking for that magical unicorn parking space. Just drive your car up to the top and park your car. Thank you, Carl. Back to you.
Hey, I want to mention this real quick. Did you see this? And I tweeted it this morning. People were, like, going bananas because everybody, I think, is excited about the idea of Idris Elba playing James Bond.
You know, we talked about this before because we were wondering, and Daniel Craig's got one more. They got one left with Daniel Craig,
right.
And then he's done. I mean, where else are you going to take it? I would say that's a logical place to go with it because, A, he's a dude who's cool, right? He's, you know, he's believable, and you can kind of fire it up in a totally different direction.
Esquire had this, and I put it out there this morning, and people were – it's interesting because I think a lot of people feel the way we do, Mike, and first, he'd make a great Bond. Right.
And by the way, Craig, he is British, okay? He is from England.
Yeah. No, that's not what they said. He wasn't British enough. Code word.
Oh, he
wasn't British enough.
Really?
I guess so. Dick Van Dyke, by their logic, would have made a better James Bond because of his performance in Mary Poppins.
But they were saying that the Bond producers are leaning towards Elba to be the next Bond. And I just think it's cool. I think, and again, get away from whatever you're thinking, okay? The idea is you put him in a series of movies where he is Bond 007. I think he has the coolness and the vibe to pull it off.
I don't know, man. I agree with Craig. I don't think he's British enough, Carl. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. I'm going to leave that there. 92.9 The Game and Ackerman Security are giving you a chance to win something that's really cool. If you've not heard this, guys, all right, Ackerman Security are going to hook up one lucky winner with a Philadelphia Flyaway with Hugh Douglas. Hugh! To kick off the football season from September 5th through the 7th.
Wish I had you with me when I was up there for that playoff.
You needed him. The Philly trip includes round-trip air travel for the winner and a guest, courtesy of Southwest Airlines, two-night hotel stay and a $1,000 Visa gift card. So what you need to do is go to our contest page at 929thegame.com and register today. Really cool. I think we'll see Hugh here in a little bit because I think he's doing the pregame with Mike Conti, but he was up there for the Hall of Fame festivities because his boy Brian Dawkins got in and obviously was a part of that, kind of, you know, chopping it up and having a good time. But this is a chance for you guys to win a trip to go see the Falcons take on the Eagles for the first big game of the season. Kind of cool.
Right on, man. Hey, the latest with the PGA right now, a lot of big numbers, or I should say low numbers being put up, and Tiger's actually having a pretty good day. We'll tell you more about that. Our buddy Steve Koonin fills us in on what's going down with the Hawks next.
Check in with the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. This is Catching Up with Koonin from Kumho Tire. Better always on Dukes and Bell.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Mike and I were sitting in here. There's a weather delay going on at the PGA Championship. Some lightning in the area. So everybody, you hate to hear that horn as a golfer, but everybody making their way to the clubhouse.
Right,
so,
man. And what was the old joke Lee Trevino said? You hold up a one iron because only even God can't hit a one iron. But anyway, yeah, it is kind of funky out there. We did see some low scores from Charles Schwartzel and Brooks Koepka. I wonder what Puffy K's handicap is.
Good call. And he joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. He is the Hawks CEO after some R&R. It's good to have you back on the program. What is your handicap, by the way?
The entire game of golf.
I've seen you. I know you play because we've played in tournaments and stuff. I mean, you can hit them straight.
I haven't played in a long time. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of hours. And so, you know, there's better ways for me to spend a Saturday or a Sunday avoiding my family.
Wow. Mr. Big, you'd think, you know, a big executive like him would be on the links. Hey, man, we were just looking at the schedule, which got announced, Steve.
Yeah. As
Steve Coonan joins us, brought to you by Kumho Tires, the CEO of your Hawks. There's a road trip during the Super Bowl. Would you like to have people in your house during the Super Bowl? Because we were down there in Houston, and the Rockets had a home game. Or, I mean, are you going to be using the new Phillips Arena for stuff during the Super Bowl week?
The building will be making some announcements in the not-too-distant future, but just the arena will be booked and busy every night. There's a lot of very cool things that are on the horizon dealing with the Super Bowl and okay. our building. So we're very, very excited. Mm. And, you know, the NBA is unusual. Our season starts in 9 weeks, and our schedule came out today. In the NFL, you know, you're playing 4 or 5 months ahead of time, baseball, the same thing. But because of the power of free agency in July, you can't release the schedule till after free agency. As you notice, the Lakers will be on national TV, I think, 35 times.
Right.
And so it's just super important that we worked together, and we worked with the NBA and asked for those 2 weeks so we could host a bunch of Super Bowl activities. Our building will be the home of that Monday night media adventure, which is unlike anything anybody's ever seen anymore.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so they actually build up the floor to 6 feet off the ground to make it larger so they can have the teams and the booths and the players. So our building's going to be used for a lot of Super Bowl-related and entertainment-related activities, and the NBA has been a great partner in working with that. And then we wanted a little bit of time to make sure we got all the kinks out of the building after having it closed for, you know, 6 months and doing the remodel. So we asked to start on the road, and we're excited. And obviously, opening on the 24th on a nationally televised game about probably the most controversial moves in the draft makes a good storyline.
Right.
The NBA has become about great storylines. So I'm sure that the internet will explode positively or negatively that night, but it should be fun.
It's Mavericks. Hawks is what Steve's talking about, October 24th. So that game will be televised on ESPN. And, of course, he's talking about Luka Doncic and our own Trae Young. And if you don't remember, there was a switcheroo with the draft there. So there's the big storyline. Steve, as we talk about the schedule itself, you know, and we were laying this out for our listeners, the longest road trip, obviously, that week of the Super Bowl. But, you know, it used to be, oh, when's Cleveland coming? Well, no LeBron, but they're coming here pretty much wrapping up their trip to Atlanta and being done with Cleveland in October. But Golden State comes in December 3rd, and LeBron now with the Lakers comes in February. Just being in your position, do you like that spread out? Do you wish it was more balanced in that way with the star power in the league?
I like it. I like, you know, Philadelphia is a major draw. Boston's a major draw. Mm-hmm. Trae Young's going to be a major draw. And so while the competition certainly helps bring people into the building, we also want people to come and see the building. We want them to see the Hawks because I think we are going to be a lot of fun to watch this year. I think we're going to be a hell of a lot of fun to watch this year.
Well, we're talking NBA Kawhi Leonard, by the way, January 3rd, going back to San Antonio
That's right.
to Toronto after he does this nice thank you to all the Spurs fans for not playing for them for the last year. It is Steve Coonan with us, baby, on the WadeFord.com hotline, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks. All right, man, by the way, for guys who missed the announcement the other last week, we talked about it a lot, though. The concession prices are down. There's even more reasons. I got a lot of emails from y'all about you're working me hard to buy one of these flex packs, man. Talk about the season tickets. What's available right now?
Well, there's right now, since we have the schedule, we'll start putting the flex plans, and we'll you know, 6, 7, 8, 10 games, pick the games you want to go to. Those will be available starting early next week. We will be putting out a tremendous amount of press next week regarding tickets, and my PR people would get mad at me for tipping anything, but we're going to do an update on where we are on ticketing. We're going to make a few unexpected announcements next week, and there's a whole lot of news coming out of the Hawks starting Monday, so stay tuned. That's called a tease in the business, guys.
Yeah, and it's a good one. Hawks CEO Steve Coonan joining us. Mm-hmm. All right, so take us behind closed doors and explain to us the whole Melo, we're sending you a jersey thing. Did he request it?
Was
it?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so he called and said, can I get one?
He did not pick up the phone and call the Atlanta Hawks. He did not say 404-878-3800. Hi, this is Carmelo Anthony. Can you send me a jersey? He said it to a reporter.
Okay.
We picked it up off of Twitter. We made a jersey. We sent it to him. We put it on Twitter, and the internet exploded. And LeBron congratulated him on his 5 days with the Hawks. And, you know, we always want to be relevant. We always want to have fun. I think we've become, a lot more fun over the last couple of years with Tinder dating night and boss letters and, you know, naming this Black Mamba in the zoo Kobe as his retirement gift and, several other hijinks and pranks and things like that. And this is just, the NBA has become a 12-month-a-year sport, and 6 months of it is the soap opera of the NBA. Kawhi headed back to San Antonio. Trey versus Luka, who will be connected the rest of their careers. And these stories are what builds fan interest. And I think social media was built for the NBA. We just saw this as a great opportunity to, A, Carmelo wanted the jersey, which is wonderful, and, B, have a bit of fun with it.
Steve, I've got to ask you a very important question.
Oh, I like that.
How do we get Hey Man L into Phillips Arena?
Yeah, man.
We will talk seriously about, because you guys are not friends of mine. You are partners of the Hawks, and we want to do the right thing. So we need to find out who your distributor is. And
that's Georgia Crown.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll be able to work something out, and why don't we talk probably not on the radio.
Fair enough.
I just think we have a lot of business guys that listen. I think they'd appreciate just the give and take live
fair
over
fair enough.
Here. You know?
But no, we were asking this question while you were on vacation, and somebody's like, why don't you guys ask Cooner next time? Well, we are. So, but here's the deal. We'd love to get our Hey Man L in Phillips at some point, and maybe that will happen for us. So stay tuned for that, guys. As Steve Cooner, you heard him. We are their partners.
Right. So hopefully he won't jack us too bad on the pouring rights.
You've just listened to was somebody trying to leverage somebody else to be polite on the radio.
Yeah.
What I've done is what's called deflecting. Yes, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But now yeah. I am hurt and offended, but a little bit aroused that we need to find a business opportunity.
Right. Yeah. So. Good call.
All right.
That was behind the scenes for our
listeners. It was. Because people are like, really? Is that going to happen? Yes, you heard Steve.
We're working on it.
All right.
All right, Steve, always love catching up, big man. Are you watching the golf on your old network, TNT at all?
I am watching the golf. They're in rain delay, which is literally like watching paint dry to see a golf rain delay, which should push them late tonight, which should make tomorrow morning on Turner very good. So I used to sit there and smile because tomorrow morning's ratings, if they can't come back on the course, we'll pick up with the action, and it's actually quite good for Saturday and Sunday for Turner.
Good stuff. Well, we appreciate it. Hope you got some R&R, and it's good to be back. By the way, what is the first official event at Phillips? What is it going to be?
The first official event has not been announced, but I think you would see something like an open house.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
And then from a ticketed standpoint, the 25th anniversary tour of Atlanta's own So-So Def Jam Records concert will be the first on the 21st. Then we will take a couple of days to learn from what happened on the 21st, and then we open on the 24th, and history will be made. And it's going to be a really – I cannot tell you how – great this arena is going to be and how different it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're excited and we can't wait. So, Steve, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week. As believe it or not, we're a few weeks away getting into September
right.
from training camp, man.
We are 66 days from opening the arena.
Mm. Can't wait to see the finished product, man.
These that makes two of us.
The best CEO in town. Well, get your tool belt on and go finish it. That's our head.
Steve. That's what they need is a Jewish carpenter.
Well, Jesus was one.
I just realized that there might be precedent to this.
All right,
Let's
Steve.
Let's hang up before I
get
sued.
Yeah, I was going to say. We're out.
Bless your heart.
We're out. All right. Hey, coming up, Falcon Report, guys, as we get ready for the first preseason game of the season. Jets. J-E-T-S-S. Jets. I just saw a tweet from D-Led showing the buses arriving at MetLife.
That's right. Get my flow on.
All right. What are we looking for tonight? What's going to happen? We'll lay it out for you in the Falcon Report next.
But now I am hurt and offended, but a little bit aroused.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.